Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. When you heard the scripture read, were there words that jumped out at you? For me, there were many. But I want to focus on transformation. Life changing. New in Christ. Living sacrifice. Did you hear those? Transformation. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. Transformation. Life changing. New life in Christ. Living sacrifice. But I also heard the words gifts, that we are each given gifts according to the grace of God. Now, the Heatland family today is using their gifts that they have been given, just one gift, their musical gift, that they've been sharing with us as Gary's on vacation. Sharing gifts, working together to put that puzzle together. There were leadership gifts that were coming out. There were listening gifts that were coming out. There were ways to gather using our gifts. Thing is, it's not just the Romans text that gifts are shared. Did you hear what Rita read from in Exodus? I know it's the story of Moses, but did you hear? Shiphrah and Puah, they were the midwives, and they were really nobodies, according to Pharaoh. So they were nobodies who refused to go along with this very powerful king who threatened them if they did not do what he wanted. They didn't do what he wanted. They used their gift of compassion. Well, it's not just in the story of Exodus that we see those gifts. Gifts are happening all around us in many different places. In Phoenix this past week, the conference minister of the Southwest Conference shared some words about what he experienced as part of the peaceful protest in Phoenix. He was in the front talking to another clergy person. Very peaceful, people saying, you know, let's gather in peace. And all of a sudden, there was a pepper bomb that was thrown at him. And he tells that story. Now he is going to use his gift of voice to share what he learned with the community there and with the faith community. Again, back to Exodus. There's still other gifts that were used. Moses, his mom, she worked hard to save her son from Pharaoh's decree to be thrown in the river. Miriam, who was his sister, babysat her baby brother. She swatted at gnats and mosquitoes. She was along a river. It was hot, and of course there were gnats and mosquitoes, not knowing what was going to come, and she acted bravely and cleverly when Moses was found to go take him to his mother as a wet nurse. Pharaoh's daughter also used her gifts. She knew she couldn't save all the babies, but she could save one. And so she saved Moses. But it's not just in Exodus in the old times or even in Phoenix that these gifts are being used. Here in Lancaster, gifts are being used daily. There are people in our congregation who really work hard to find forever homes for children who don't have a home. There are people in our congregation who bring food to the free clinic quarterly, who set up their names to follow the emergency meals, to have food brought, who cook meals for funerals, who pray daily. There are people in this congregation who stand up boldly for what they believe in. Well, so we know that gifts are used in Exodus time, that gifts are used in parts of our country and even right here at home, but there are also gifts that were being used in the gospel lesson of Matthew. Peter. You heard Peter. Peter was an uneducated fisher person. He was willing to say one of the most amazing things of his time. When Jesus asks who he is, Peter takes everything into his own hands and he says, "You are the Messiah." What a faith statement for that time and day, and what a faith statement when it comes out of our mouths as well. There was a college student who was very high achieving, hyper, needed just very, very high achieving, and he went to chapel. And as he goes to chapel, his entire life is turned upside down. Because, you see, he had a great job at Cedar Point, working and all that fun, running the rides, whatever the job was. And he gave that up after this day in chapel to go to Biloxi, Mississippi, and work as a volunteer at Back Bay Mission. Transforming lives, using our gifts. Does that seem odd to us? It shouldn't. Because you see, in the church, we call these kinds of things normal. Many people might call it sacrifice. But here, what we learn, we call it worship. Transforming, life-changing worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed, be changed, be a living sacrifice for God. There's a story that goes in the early days that in a Washington, D.C. church, the telephone rang. Now, this was before cell phones and texting and all of that. The phone was on the wall, and it was a rotary phone. The pastor answers the phone, and the person on the other end of the line says, "Do you expect the president, President Roosevelt, to be in worship this Sunday?" And the minister replied, "I can't, excuse me, I can't promise that. I can't promise that, but I can promise that God will be here." Life-changing, transforming worship. Our text talks about one body in Christ. One body in Christ. Not just those of us here in this room, but in our world. One body in Christ. What is this transformation, this life-changing gift? We worship God together. And when we worship God, if we're having transforming our lives and life-giving grace, it's not just about coming on Sunday morning and giving a check or doing those kind of things. It's about standing up and saying, as Peter said, "You are the Messiah. You are the Messiah." God wants every part of our life. God wants every part of our lives in who we are and what we say we are. God wants every part of our lives in our relationships, in our school days, in our game playing, in our athletics, in our working together, in our eating together, in every part of our lives. Are dedicated to God. That is worshiping. Worshiping is a way of life. That's what the text is trying to tell us. Worshiping is a way of life. It's standing against injustice and racism. It's praying with our feet. You heard that statement? It's being that life-changing, transforming power in the world. So be transformed. Be a living sacrifice change inside and out. Total commitment. A couple examples of how total commitment that is. You know about a tadpole. Now, a tadpole doesn't stay a tadpole. It eventually moves into a frog. And that frog cannot go back to being a tadpole. Life-changing transformation. What about the hen and the pig that were walking down the road? And as they were walking down the road, they saw this sign on this church, and it said, "How can you help the poor?" Well, the hen says, "Let's go feed them a ham and egg sandwich." The pig answers that and says, "Well, that breakfast sandwich would be really great. And for you, hen, it's just a contribution. But for me, it's total commitment." We need to be that pig. Total commitment to Christ. You get it. Total commitment. Transformation, life-giving sacrifice for God. Using all of our gifts, because we don't all have the same gifts. We need to use the gifts that God has given to us and use them, not hide them. Transforming the world in which we live. Giving ourselves totally over to God. What is your gift? How are you being transformed? How are you living that transformational, life-giving sacrifice? How are you being the pig in the faith that God has given us? I challenge you. Let's be the pig and let's have total commitment. Transformational change in the world in which we live. Thanks be to God. Amen.